Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with our Late365.com leadership team. Lately, I've been doing a series on what if we're slightly messed up in our thinking. Not completely messed up, just slightly. What if we're off just a little bit? How does that change how we live and how we think? Today, I'm thinking about what the role of logic is in faith. There are some people that say, I just live by faith. I don't need to understand anything. There are others that say, I'll have faith when I understand things. As I work with third to fifth grade children in the church that I attend, I often ask them, if something is true, do you have to understand it in order for it to be true? They always shout back to me, no, you don't have to understand things that are necessarily true. I don't need to understand how photosynthesis works. It does work, though. I don't have to understand how a TV station can broadcast a picture to my house. Somehow I can watch it and listen and see what's going on in live time. I don't have to understand that. It still happens. What we have to understand is there are some things that we need to understand, and when we understand what we should understand, then we begin to understand. I hope you understood. You see, it starts out with God, not Dave. There is a God. I'm not him. And God is the one who is beyond my thinking. And if God is beyond my thinking, then there are going to be times where I cannot understand what he did. And for me to make it so that it's only true if I understand it means that I'm elevating Dave Wager to the level of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing from the Word of God. You see, there are times where I just have to relax and trust God. I have to enjoy who he is and the fact that he loves me and that he wants to spend time with me. I need to enjoy what I know about God, not what I wonder. I should allow the wonder that I have to draw me closer to him in realizing that he is so big that I can't even imagine how big he is. We, as people, try and figure out how big the universe is. We take pictures of black holes. We're fascinated by the vastness of the universe. This is just a part of who God is. I need to be able to be awed. I need to be able to sit in wonder and look around. What that means is there will be many things about God that are beyond my understanding. And I need to relax and understand that at times I will not understand. And just enjoy the fact that God loves me. This is Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team, a division of Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute.